Our family had been overseas in Scotland for a year, and I had a very strict teacher in Edinburgh by the name of Mrs. Speed. And one of the special days that year, because it was very regimented, very sort of different scenario at school, but one day she invited in a friend who played guitar. Ah, ding, something just went off in my brain, and I said, I would really like to try that. So when we returned back to Canada, I actually enrolled initially in a night school course, believe it or not, and I was kind of just this little kid, and all these adults were kind of taking me under their wings. And then when I went to university, I had a great professor there who actually let me hand in some set of poems, which I actually set to music, and he accepted that. So that sort of really got things going. So then when I returned back home to the Brighton area, I actually started teaching in the public system for a time and got heavily involved with musical play productions in Brighton at ENSS. Started to participate in those and discover kids who were talented. So then I began teaching guitar just over 30 years ago in the early 90s. That sort of began and really blossomed. I didn't really expect that. It just sort of evolved on its own. I actually do recording sessions via GarageBand and let students choose a song, and we layer it up with overdubbing so that they actually have their own package that they have done and can take home and or give to their parents and grandparents, and every aspect of it, from the sound, of course, playing in the pit band, all that kind of thing. There's just so many aspects of learning. So it's really something I encourage the young people to try and get into the drama program too, and get involved in whether it's stage managing to doing sound. You're going to learn something there that's valuable. Really, the biggest challenge is determining, you know, how much it takes to make a student realize how much they have to put into it to get out what they hopefully will get out of it, you know, the practice time where you don't want to be. Like, it should be something you just want to do automatically. I actually promote the little wall hangers where you can, you know, hang your guitar up so it's looking at you in your room or wherever you play guitar. You're more apt to pick it up. Every 5 minutes counts. It takes your mind elsewhere, and that's another thing, just the relaxation side of it that is very healthy, which I experienced myself when I went off to university, and it was the adjusting when I was first there. My guitar was there always, right? And I would just pick it up and start playing, and then all of a sudden you get very busy, and it's like, okay, that felt good.